Welcome to the Organic Content Marketing Podcast with your host, Katie Toby Grinley. I'm here to share what I've learned about content, marketing, building a community from running my multiple businesses. So get ready for tips, trainings, and mindset shifts so you can create not only epic content, but an incredible business. Hello, welcome back to another episode. And today I'm talking to you about foundations of building a community on social media. One thing that I love doing on social media is building communities. I built my first community in 2014 and it was for pet business owners around the world. And I did it via a Twitter chat hour that reached on average 7 million people every single week. We had celebrities join in like Paul McCartney, mind blown. We had radio, media, TV shows in like MTV, The Times, BBC Radio 2, ITV's This Morning, Carnation Street. We had brands like Pandora, Krispy Kreme, companies like Chewy, English Heritage and Google. Yeah, it was crazy. I've built communities for dog mums where I went viral on Facebook with almost every single post. I've helped build communities for other people, for female entrepreneurs, graphic designers, even like fruit lovers. Hello, like random, but yes, there's a community for everything and everyone, which I love. So on this episode, I wanted to share how you can start creating your own community. And I wanted to share the foundations because I believe that if you spend the time building a community, you'll never have to worry about where your next client is coming from again. I feel like that is so important as a business owner because we always have so much to do. And of course, as our businesses grow, we scale them, we have more things to do, we have more clients to look after. And very often, like our marketing or other aspects of our business, they get neglected a bit. But if you build a community and you keep engaged with your community, you will always have new clients coming in or clients rebuying from you. Building a community, ride or dies, really helps to take your business from just being a business to being a movement that people want to be part of. There is that deeper meaning. You have values, you have a mission. And if you don't know this, or you're not sure about having clarity around your values or mission, then people will start to decide this for you. They will start to decide who your community is for and what your community is about. And that, my friend, is not a good place to be. If you are bringing people into your community and you aren't intentional about who they are, you can actually bring in the wrong people and also repel the right people. Let me say that again. You can bring in the wrong people and also repel the right people because they see people who are in there and then they realize that they are in the wrong place. So you need to get really clear on who your community is for and who your community isn't for. So I'm going to go through some examples of who my community is and is not for. So let's start with who my community is not for. And by my community, I mean my engaging content club. So people who this is not for is people who think the algorithm is against them. It's not for people who put other people down. It's not for people who make excuses. It's not for people who will just want to do all the latest hacks, trends and tips and expect that to grow and scale their business. It's not for people who want to give up when things get tough or when things get hard, when things don't quite go their way. And it's not for people who need everything to be perfect. It's not for people who say it's not the right time. And then what we want to do is say who our community is for. So my Engaging Content Club is for go-getters. It's for action takers. It's for people who don't give up when things get hard or tough or don't go their way. They are the people who instead find solutions. Okay, that didn't work. How can we make it work next time? What can I try? What can I do differently? They are willing to learn continuously and also implement it. They're going to take what they learn. They're going to put it into action. They are people who care about their community and clients. They care that there is a human behind other businesses. They take 100% responsibility for their actions, for their own lives, and for their business. They're not putting the blame on someone else. And they don't complain about the algorithm. They take responsibility for that themselves. So once you've had a listen to this podcast episode, I recommend that you do the same. Make a list of who your community is for and who your community isn't for. And if you want to come and share that with me, please do. Like, you can come and share it on Instagram or come and send me an email. And you can be adding to this list all the time. So have it like as a live list, because you're going to be using this list to help you build your community. You're going to be using this list for content ideas. You're going to be using this list for your messaging. So every time maybe you speak to someone and you kind of get like a little red flag going in your brain and you're like, this is not the person I want in my community, get it on the list. Like, work out what is it that they're saying, what are their traits, get it down on that list. And then kind of like the opposite, so maybe you have a client come on a call. So for me, inside of Engaging Content Club, we have Q&A calls where members can come along with their questions and I answer in detail for them. So maybe a client comes on and asks a really great question. I'm going to then take that and put those traits on who my community is for, because I want more people like that inside of Engaging Content Club. And you can do the same thing. So every time maybe you're on a discovery call or you see things pop up on social media and you're like, yeah, this is not what I want my clients to be saying or feeling or thinking. And instead, you want them to be this instead. So this is going to be really, really helpful for you. Like I said, when you spend the time building a community, you will never have to worry about where your next client is coming from. So whether that's a new client or whether it's an existing client, because people want to stay in your community, they're going to tell their friends about them. And honestly, that is like awesome marketing, because then, you know, you haven't got to worry about doing Facebook ads. You haven't got to worry about figuring out chat GPT. You haven't got to be worried about being on every single social media platform available to you. You haven't got to be thinking, oh, well, you know, the algorithm hates me, so, you know, what's the point? You haven't got to do or think any of those things. People get called into your community because it's bigger than your business. It's a movement. It's a place where people want to be. It's a place where people meet other people. And I just love being part of communities. It's literally one of my favorite things. And you know, the reason why I had such a big community over on Twitter, like how we were able to reach 7 million people every single week, it wasn't just me. I just didn't do that. We did that as a community. Yes, I showed up, I engaged, I built relationships with people, but together as a whole, that's what we were able to create. And it was the same for the Facebook page I had for dog mums. I knew them so well. I knew exactly how they thought, you know, the things that they even did, so much so that I could create content and have such clear messaging that people were like, oh my gosh, yes, this is what I need, 100% me. You know, you were getting that confirmation back that the content was for them. Any positive comments I had, you bet it was for my ideal client. And negative comments, I did get negative comments, and I was totally okay with that. It was from people who just didn't get it, and that's okay, because I was so clear on who my community was for and who my community wasn't for. And that is such important information to know. It's the foundations of building your community. And when you have that knowledge and you can take that knowledge and put it into your content and have such clear messaging, honestly, you start creating something bigger than just a business. It's somewhere where people want to come and hang out, and they never want to leave. They want to tell all their friends about it. So action from here, because I know you are an action taker, I want you to create those lists. Who your community is for and who your community isn't for. I'm excited for you. Let me know how you get on, and I'll speak to you soon.